Did I say it was a two-stage plan? Let's correct that. It was a three-stage plan. Okay, stage one went off without a hitch. I roared around the north side of the house, bending trees and melting snow in the blast of my jet engines. And you'll be proud to know that my timing was nothing less than perfect. I reached the front of the house just in time to leap into the middle of the road and assume the escort formation. Stages one and two had been accomplished. I was now ready to enter the crucial third stage, the actual business of giving Sally Mae and her children an official escort over roads that were icy and dangerous. I began trotting down the middle of the road. As you can see, success in stages one and two would mean nothing if... Did you hear a horn honking? Maybe not. Where was I? Oh yes, success in the so forth would mean nothing if I failed to complete the difficult maneuvers involved in stage three. And the stage three maneuvers were very difficult. Think about it. First, I had to trot down the middle of a road that was slick and treacherous and covered with slick, treacherous ice. Second, while trotting down the treacherous, icy road, I had to perform very complex calculations that would produce the safe speed ratio.
Get out of the road!
To arrive at the SSR, we measured the speed of the vehicle, multiply it times the slickness factor of the ice, divide that by the number of tires on the vehicle, 4, and multiply all that times the gravitational force of the moon. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. I mean, a lot of people think we dogs just blunder into things.
Idiot! Move!
And never give a thought to what we're doing. But that is far from the truth. Very often we find ourselves solving massive equations of numbers that involve heavy-duty mathematics and... Huh? She was speeding up. Sally Mae, that is. She was speeding up and closing the gap between us. Not only that, but it even appeared that she was trying to, well, pass me on the left. That was odd. See, the whole idea of this maneuver was to prevent her from driving too fast on the slick road. So, what was the deal? Why was she trying to pass me on the left? And why was she blowing her horn? Okay, maybe she didn't understand the basic concept of the fundamental so forth.